My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me now and we will explore these topics and so much more with fascinating guests, authors, and experts who will guide us to Destination Unlimited. Most of us are familiar with Hatha Yoga and often end our sessions with Shavasana, or the deep resting corpse pose. There's another practice that this may be deepened with called Yoga Nidra, literally yoga sleep. My guest this week on Destination Unlimited, Julie Lusk, says that 1 hour of Yoga Nidra has the same benefits as 4 hours of sleep. Julie Lusk is a national speaker, recording artist, and author of several books, including Yoga Nidra for Complete Relaxation and Stress Relief. She has more than 35 years of experience in stress relief, yoga, relaxation training, guided imagery, and meditation. Her website is wholesomeresources.com, and she joins me this week to share her path and her latest book, Yoga Nidra Meditations, 24 Scripts for True Relaxation. Please join me in welcoming to Destination Unlimited, Julie Lusk. Welcome, Julie.
Oh, I'm excited to be here. Thank you so much for this invitation.
And thank you for joining us. Julie, please share with us your path and how it led you to yoga.
Oh, gosh. I fell in love with yoga back in the 1970s. I had just graduated from college and I was working in a small coal mining town in West Virginia. And I took a yoga class at the community college for something to do. And I was a little interested in it. Turns out that the teacher was from India and I just fell in love with yoga. I had been a counseling major and I saw, you know, so many overlaps between the two. And so I continued my practice. The following year, I moved to another small town in West Virginia. No yoga teacher, no yoga. So I went to, I think it was the Y, looking for yoga. And they said, why don't you teach? I'm like, excuse me? So Victor, this was before, I mean, all we had were a couple of books and cassette tapes. Their video hadn't even started up. And I wanted to continue my practice of yoga. So I said, sure, why not? So I started teaching yoga. And then just from what I learned and what I knew. And then from there, I just kept on going. I eventually went to graduate school, got a counseling degree, and continued teaching yoga on the side. And I worked as the director of special services at a community college, continued teaching yoga. I then moved on to being assistant dean of students at a small liberal arts school. Still loved yoga, still doing it. And I saw how applicable it was. And back in then, it was just starting to catch on a little more and more. And eventually, I was managing and directing multi-billion-dollar holistic health and wellness centers, still teaching yoga. It started out, you know, as a thread in my life, and it really became a lifeline. It became a rope. It became a lifeline. Now, I never really planned on writing books. I guess at the heart of everything, I'm an educator. But meanwhile, I had never really planned on writing books because when I was an undergrad, I earned an F minus minus on an English composition. That's pretty poor, isn't it? And so I had no plans. I was like, well, writing, that's off the table. And I really wasn't interested in it anyway. It was just a way to you know, get through college and get an education. But then eventually I started to, I was really dedicated and big in the wellness field, still am. And I saw, I had always done these relaxation exercises and guided imagery. And I saw one in a book. And I thought, you know what? I'm kind of bored with the one I always do. What if I got a collection of these things together? And so I wrote to this publisher, Whole Person Associates, and I said, I think it would be a fabulous idea to have a whole collection of these. Because, you know, I was feeling like I'm going to order this book on a 1-800 number someday, and my job is going to be a whole lot easier. And so I thought it was a great idea. There wasn't anything out there like it. And guess what he did? He wrote back and he said, great idea, contracts in the mail. I'm like, what?
Wonderful.
Wonderful is right. And so I knew all these people from the wellness field, and I wrote to them and said, you probably have one or two of your favorites, so let's all gather them together and put them out. And I got a lot of great cooperation. Initially, he wanted 50 of them, and I gathered 50 and wrote several of my own, but I felt like it was a real gift. It was a real treasure chest. And so I get a call from him someday after I finally turned it in. And he says, Julie, I was like, yes. He says, there's a problem. And so you know what was going through my mind, F minus minus, I'm busted. But he said, no, he said, we've got too many of them, 50. That means that people aren't going to have time and they're just going to go back to their same three or four. Let's put out two books. So right off the bat, there were two books. Wonderful. It was incredible. And then my new book is this sixth book. It's Yoga Nidra Meditations, 24 Scripts for True Relaxation. This is my sixth book. And every single one of those books came to me. I was asked through various interesting, I must say, ways of being invited to write these books, including this one, every single one of them. And so I feel really blessed to be able to have this path given to me and to have been given the talent and the time and the hard work to educate people on how they can live a healthier life. I'm teaching, working as a full-fledged professional, teaching yoga on the side or above, beyond what I was already doing. And then about almost 20 years ago, I dedicated myself full-time to this, to yoga and meditation and guided imagery and writing and teaching and all the rest.
Now, what is yoga nidra?
Well, yoga, a lot of people are familiar with that, but yoga is so much more than handstands and sun salutes and postures, as valuable and as worthwhile and as helpful as they are. Yoga nidra is the practical, proven path to a joyful meditative experience. And it's done lying down. So there's one yoga posture that's involved with yoga nidra. It's lying down. The posture's called Shavasana. And from there, we go through six different reliable stages of relaxation, because we're all wound up. And being wound up like this, yes, sometimes it gives us energy, but often It messes with us and gets in the way of our physical health, our mental health, our emotional health, and it obscures who we truly are. So the yoga sages from way back when believe that our true self is actually very unconditionally peaceful and joyful. It's enduring, it's indestructible, and it gets covered up. It's a golden place in all of us. And ultimately, that is what the purpose and reason for yoga in general and a lot of the, you know, wisdom traditions really are about, helping us find who that true self is, the place within us that is permanent, that doesn't switch and change all around. And the thing is it's just covered up. And the yogis teach us that it's covered up with these layers, and these layers are identified as koshas. And it's covered up with a physical layer, our body, our energy level, including our chakras and things of that nature, our thoughts, our feelings, our beliefs, our intuitive self, our joyful self. And the whole idea behind yoga nidra is to relax and calm down each and every one of those aspects of ourself, so we naturally get in touch with our true nature. So this is really a combination of, it's kind of a hybrid in that it's a combination of teachings that go back 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 years, but it also is evidence based on neuropsychology, neurology, and all the latest mind body techniques. It's really quite amazing. So yoga, I can keep going. You're going to have to ask me to stop.
No, that's okay. But let's address a couple of things that you've touched upon. First of all, how does this practice differ from meditation?
Well, it is a meditation. It gets us into that timeless, spacious place of awareness without words. One of the things that differentiates it is that instead of sitting erect and tall, it's done lying down in a relaxed place. And there is a six-step process that addresses those things that I was just mentioning, to where we relax physically. There's lots of different techniques of doing that. We calm our static. We relax energetically. We not only calm, but balance and open these stages. There's another stage that we go through that is to calm the thoughts, the feelings, the monkey mind. Then as those things begin to settle and calm, then our innate, our wisdom, our intuitive self naturally arises. And that automatically then brings us into a place of timeless spaciousness. So it really is a meditation, but it uses a process that is very reliable and doable. It's proven, it's practical. I can think of one student of mine who, after class, she said, "Julie, I have never felt this peaceful and calm and spacious and healthy than in 30 years of daily meditation that she had done in a convent."
That's amazing. How does this differ from, for example, personal hypnosis?
Well, during yoga nidra, we go through various brainwave stages, and hypnosis is one of those brainwaves. It's one of those stages. And so it passes through a hypnotic state, but it goes deeper and into deeper places. And there's a big difference between hypnosis and yoga nidra, is that in hypnosis, someone else gives a suggestion, a hypnotic suggestion from which to work upon. In yoga nidra, we call it a sankalpa, and it is it comes from the self. It comes from a place, from your heart, from your soul. And sankalpa means a sacred vow. It comes from truth, a place of truth. And the way we work with it is that we bring that sankalpa in the beginning of a practice. People want to change. People want to grow. People want to be better for the most case. And as much as we want to improve our lifestyle, our personality, we are in a brainwave state that just isn't that receptive. It's the beta brainwave state. And then as we go through these stages of yoga nidra, it takes us into a very receptive state where these practices can, these sankalpas, these resolves, these intentions can and will happen. The yogis guarantee it will happen. I'm like, yeah, right. You know, I don't think so. But I started putting them to the test in classes that I taught. And sure enough, we were all amazed. A sankalpa, like as an example, we choose one. We don't multitask here. Multitasking just never works. It just doesn't work. And so one is at the heart of the practice that is used at the beginning and at the end of a practice. And with that one, like an example I like to use might be kindness or abundance or courage. And when we use kindness for an example, what stems from that? Well, if I'm focused on kindness, chances are I'm going to be more patient. I'm going to be more loving. I'm going to be easier on myself and other people. Generosity comes up. Instead of having to put the pressure on me or anyone to have all those qualities as my goal, there's one and all the rest flow from it.
And we're going to be touching more on sankalpas a little bit later in the interview. Let's talk about a little bit about Hatha Yoga right now, because a majority of our listeners practice Hatha Yoga on a regular basis. Does one need to practice Hatha Yoga to also practice Yoga Nidra?
That's a good question. A Hatha Yoga practice is never complete without Yoga Nidra. Most people love, and some people even come to a Hatha class, the posture class, so they can practice Shavasana and relaxation in the end. And that's the part of a Hatha class that really helps integrate and absorb and synchronize all the benefits that have taken place. And so a Hatha practice really is not complete without some time of lying still and letting everything soak in. Meanwhile, in yoga nidra can be a complete practice in and of itself. It can be done as a full practice that has many, many physical, mental, emotional, intuitive, and spiritual benefits all linked to it. Anybody can do it. Really, you just need to lie down or be in a comfortable chair.
And we had talked about Shavasana, and I remember in my early years of Hatha Yoga practice, I really looked forward to Shavasana. My teacher and friend introduced us to that practice. How does Yoga Nidra differ from Shavasana?
Okay, good question. A lot of people are wondering that. Shavasana is the yoga posture that is done. It's done generally lying on your back with or without props. That's the posture. What we do in that posture is yoga nidra, and that is that process that takes us through a deeply restorative and restful place that allows us to experience that peacefulness, that timelessness, that inspiration, that the creativity that is awakened through this practice.
And that's wonderful. We're going to be talking more about that in our next segment. My guest is Julie Lusk. Her new book, Yoga Nidra Meditations, 24 Scripts for True Relaxation. Julie, please tell our listeners where they can get your book and find out more about you and this amazing work.
Oh, thanks. The book, Yoga Nidra Meditations, can be found online at all the usual places like Amazon and Barnes & Noble, as well as with Llewellyn, who is the publisher of this. And I also have a website that's called julielusk.com. And on there are listings of my other resources, all my books, as well as the courses and the retreats, and a resource library that is full of articles and information that are associated with the topics we're talking about.
And we'll be back with more of Julie and Yoga Nidra Meditations after these words on the OM Times Radio Network.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hey, Dad. Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad. Your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey. Why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Back on Destination Unlimited, my guest this evening, Julie Lusk. Her book, Yoga Nidra Meditations, 24 Scripts for True Relaxation. Julie, what was the inspiration behind your latest book?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm glad you asked. So one morning, I woke up way too early. It was like 4 a.m. And to me, that's way too early. And you know what that's like. I think everybody knows what that's like. It's like, am I going to go back to sleep? Can I go back to sleep? Should I try to go back to sleep? How am I going to go back to sleep? But it was one of those times when I just knew that I was awake. So I chose to do yoga nidra. Now, one of the benefits of yoga nidra is 1 hour of practice is equivalent to 4 hours of sleep. And so I thought that would be a great way to spend my time lying here in bed. Well, during the yoga nidra practice that I did, one of the things it does is opens up your life path, your creativity, your intuition. And this concept for this entire book just poured into me. I just realized that what I wanted to do is get a collection from other world experts in yoga nidra, as well as my own, because there are many nuances and specialties that can be done with this. And I thought it would be a great companion to my earlier book, Yoga Nidra for Complete Relaxation and Stress Relief. And so the ideas just start ticking and ticking and ticking. Next thing you know, I'm up writing in my journal, capturing this book concept. By noon, I had a book proposal written and sent it off to my literary agent. She liked the idea. And within a month or two, I had book offers coming in. So it really gives a taste of what yoga nidra can do. It really does help with life direction, and it really does help with the energy needed and the inspiration needed for individuals to follow upon their life path.
So a practice session of yoga nidra led to a book on yoga nidra.
You got it. You got it.
That is so wonderful. It is obvious that this practice is wonderful for bringing about inner peacefulness. What are the other benefits to our health through yoga nidra?
Oh, because we get all the benefits of relaxation, and that would be calming the flight or fight, the sympathetic nervous system down, opening up the parasympathetic nervous system and the rest and relaxation response. That's what I'm trying to say. And then as that happens, aches and pains can be relieved, immunity is improved, circulation increases, heart health, heart coherence all happen. And in addition to that, we get flooded with very, very, very beneficial neurochemicals. I just recently wrote an article called Get a Dose of Mind Body Bliss. And Get a Dose stands for these neurochemicals that are released as we go through these stages of yoga nidra. Some examples are GABA, endorphins, anandamides, serotonins. And so get GETADOSE. It's a way for me to help remember them and inspire other people. But basically, those are the biological, neurological components within us that give us happiness, that give us peacefulness, that give us balance.
What about helping to improve cognitive functions such as memory?
Oh, absolutely. Because there's a big, just like hypnosis is a stage, a portion of yoga nidra, mindfulness is too. And it's a meditative experience all together. And so one of the places of the brain, and there's research behind this, one of the places in the brain is the prefrontal cortex starts to light up. And those are the portions that help us with memory, with focus, with concentration and problem solving. And it also turns off parts of the brain. And it's like, wait a minute, I need all my brain. But the parts of the brain that get turned off are those that trigger anxiety and depression and things like that.
So absolutely helping with cognitive functions. Now, one of my challenges, especially now that I was born in the early 1950s, so I'm of a certain age. We won't say what my age is, but I'm of a certain age. And recently, the last, even before the pandemic, the last 3 or 4 years, I've been having issues getting a full night's sleep. Now, you had said you woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning, you did a yoga nidra session, your book was generated really through that. But in terms of just changing sleep habits, how can we use this?
Oh, that's another great question. And something else, let's pop in here. A typical yoga nidra session lasts for maybe about a half hour. It can be condensed, and it's really the state of consciousness we're in. It's really not the method. The method is what brings us to this place. But yoga nidra can be done and use like as a sleep aid, because what it does at night is it reduces and removes physical stress. It calms restlessness down. It helps us tone emotional and mental ruckus that may be happening, whether as well as good ideas. It's just like, it's time to go to sleep. And my mind is going full blast. And so what happens is, as we relax into this, it eases us into sleep. And not only that, we get a sounder sleep, because we all know that even when our bodies go to sleep, our minds and our emotions can stay awake, right? And this helps put those to sleep. Yoga nidra is like sleep itself, but with one big difference. We stay awake. We stay conscious during it. You talk about, I think a lot of people wake up at 3 a.m. and it's all, that's called the watch hour. Did you know that?
Yes,
back
I did.
Before, okay, before we had lights and 24/7, it was common. It was typical for people to get up at 3, 4 a.m. and sing songs, say prayers, write, listen to music, and then go back to bed. And so it's actually a natural for us to do that, but we fight it. We think there's something wrong with us.
You had mentioned the neurotransmitters and chemicals that are generated during the practice. Does it also create natural melatonin?
Yes, it does. It helps with that as well.
And that obviously would help with getting quality sleep. How does one prepare for yoga nidra?
So you get comfortable lying down on a yoga mat or a blanket, even a bed. Sometimes being in bed, though, you have a tendency to fall asleep, which is a good thing if that is your intention. So you get comfortable with or without props, and then often lights are dimmed, distractions are removed, and then you're led through, unless you already know how to do this yourself, these various stages of relaxation that we've already talked about. And so there's a distinct beginning, getting ready, you set your posture, your sankalpa. You go through these stages of relaxation. We return back to the sankalpa, the resolve, and then we return back to normal wakefulness.
And how often may it be practiced?
Well, it can be practiced on a daily basis, especially if someone is healing or stressed out or injured or sick. This has extreme healing capabilities. People also like to practice it once or twice a week. We talked about practicing in the evening. What we also know is if you practice during the day, It gives you a natural energy that is very sustainable and very solid. And so if you practice in the morning or in the afternoon, it is. It's like taking a 4-hour sleep, but you're revived and you're ready to go. Practicing at night can help ease you into a sound sleep.
Now, the subtitle of your book is 24 Scripts for True Relaxation. What is the structure of these scripts and how do we use them?
Well, I invited, there's 24 of them, 12 of them I wrote, and 12 of them were written by contributors, the best in the field. For example, the IRES method is represented, the Divine Rest method, the Amy Weintraub and Rose Cresser in there who focus on yoga nidra for depression and anxiety. There's ones that are used to help with pain release and trauma and so on. And so there are 24 meditations in here that are complete that each take you in their own way through those stages, but with a healing intention or specific intention. Some are more general. Others are more specific. Some are centered, for example, for children, others for teens. Like, for example, we wouldn't necessarily use the same process for an elementary school person as we would for someone who is in the military or a veteran. Although we did find that everybody liked each other's.
Is there a script that you might share with our listeners as an example?
Yes, there are ways in which I can give you an example of how this would be done. A person would get into a relaxed place. We would then invite in a sankalpa, the resolve, if that is being used in that particular process. Typically it is. And we start with physical relaxation. And one example of that would be a tour of consciousness throughout the body. And so you would be, and this is based on the sensory motor cortex of the brain. So you know how if somebody like would poke a probe in someone's brain and their leg would go or they it would make them giggle?
Yes.
Yoga nidra process does just the opposite. We go through the body to stimulate the brain. So there's a specific path that can be used that might start with bring your attention to your right hand, your thumb, your first finger, second finger, third finger, throughout the body that's based on the sensory motor cortex. That runs energy, it clears blockages, and it's relaxing. Also, what's great about it is instead of my ornery knee, it just becomes my knee. And so it gives us a different relationship with our body, all the while relaxing us. The second stage is energetic. So that typically involves the breath and often working with the chakras. That is lots of ways of doing that. A good example would be to slow the exhalation down in order to help the heart rate, help the nervous system, and so forth. The third stage is for the mental, emotional, and belief system, the cognition. And guided imagery can be used there. Brushing, using your intention as a brush to wipe and rinse away those kinds of things. Did I mention guided imagery?
Yes.
Mindfulness. Yeah, mindfulness is another technique that can be used with that. And what happens during those first three stages is when you relax physically, your body starts feeling very, very heavy. And as the static starts to calm down, you begin feeling heavy and very, very still, quiet. You just don't feel like moving. You could if you wanted to, but it's like, oh, I just want to be still. And then as we start working with the mental and emotional side of us and help clear and calm that, none of that is weighting us down. And so a floaty feeling, a buoyant feeling, because our physical, energetic, and mental and emotional aspects of ourselves aren't weighting us down. And then as all that calms down, we get into this place. It's past linear thinking, past rational thinking. It's where we can get access to our intuitive, our wisdom self. So those answers that we have been searching for can find us. It's when creativity is happening. And often during this aspect also, people are in and out and they think they're missing something, but it's really a reflection of the stage of yoga nidra and the brainwaves that we're going through. And then from there is a sense of peacefulness and joyfulness that's independent of any outside circumstances. It's like it could be complete chaos or confusion in your everyday life, but there's a sense of real contentment that gives us a fresh perspective, and that intuitive side can help us with answers and problem solving.
I'm going to ask you to stop there because we have to take a quick break, and we'll continue after the break. My guest is Julie Lusk. Her book, Yoga Nidra Meditations. We'll be back after these words on the OM Times Radio Network.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Sadhvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and experiences connect through conversation, and it feels good.
This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together. Start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
Back on Destination Unlimited, my guest this evening, Julie Lusk. We're talking about her new book, Yoga Nidra Meditations, 24 Scripts for True Relaxation. Julie, in the last segment, you were taking us through one of these scripts and you had gotten to the intuitive self part. Let's continue from there.
So at this stage, we're not impeded by tension and stress from our physical, mental, and emotional selves. And so that inner wisdom, that inner intuition and guidance comes to us. And the more we practice these stages, not only might it come to us during Yoga Nidra, but we are awakening these aspects of ourselves that it then begins to flourish more and more and more in our day-to-day life. And so as we're progressing, then there is a place of that deep, deep rest, full on peace, stillness, spaciousness. It's truly remarkable. And this is what Yoga Nidra is. It's the state of consciousness. And so we take time to dwell in that area and reap the benefits that are happening for us on all these different levels. And then it's also very important to come on back out. As we come back out, we revisit the intention, the sankalpa, because that's, we're in the delta brainwave state where it's very receptive to making progress and changes in your personality, your lifestyle, your life direction. And then we ease ourselves back into full wakefulness and alertness.
Thank you for sharing that. Let's talk a little bit more about sankalpas. These are positive intentions that we want to set for ourselves. Can you give us an example of a sankalpa?
It is something that comes from the individual, not something you should do, or something someone thinks you ought to start, like you should be more patient. Those rarely work. The ones that really work the best are ones that sometimes come in a flash of insight, others times they come over time. And once one is picked, you stay with it so it has a chance to flourish and develop. So your question was, give me some examples. An example might be for health, for abundance, confidence, courage, those patience, harmony. And as we were talking about earlier, is if you pick any one of those, it's like picking up a garland of jewels. If you pick confidence, for an example, what is naturally going to follow from that? Less self-doubt, courage, all kinds of things start to happen. And I have seen this over and over again. And how this works in everyday people's lives. And that's one of the things that you'd ask before. How does this set aside from meditation is I think a sankalpa is one of those things that differentiates a lot of meditation techniques and forms and practices.
So, for example, with a sankalpa, let's say that I'm in a career that I'm not happy with. Can I set a sankalpa with an aspiration to move on, find a new form of employment or a new career?
Yes, you certainly could. But let me give you, I have a student I can think of who was in a job that just didn't suit her. It was pushing on her ethics, the lifestyle it just wasn't working for. And she took the leap and left her job. Meanwhile, she's got kids in college. She needs money. And so she, instead of saying, I want a new career, what came to her was that of abundance. And who knows, she could get an inheritance, she could get an inspiration, she could win the lottery, she could find a new job. And sure enough, she started getting job interviews that were right, lots of them. This was during a time when jobs were hard to find. And she started getting lots of job offers so that she could actually be selective in that. And so you can have a specific one, but it's often recommended that you go a little more broad than that, but they both work.
And in terms of, for example, let's say someone wants to improve their health, what would be the sankalpa for that?
It's said in the present tense. So it would be like, I am healthier in mind, body, and spirit. Now, if that, it's short, it's concise, it's consistent, we stick with it. Now, if that seems like too big a stretch for somebody, then a good way of saying it is, I have abundant health in body, mind, and spirit more and more.
And should those be punctuated with gratitude?
Gratitude is always valuable. I am grateful for having more health in my life with more and more, something of that nature. And this is all explained in both of my books if people want to delve in deeper. And I also teach weekly classes if people want to have an experience on Zoom of their own.
So if a listener wanted to start their practice tomorrow, what would you suggest?
I would suggest starting tomorrow. Go for it. And I would look for a teacher or a recording, a book, but also check credentials, because there's a lot of people who have good intentions, but they may not be fully trained or have the full capability. And I wouldn't want your listeners to waste their time. Sometimes people think that Shavasana, that at the end of class, you're going to lay down in Shavasana, you're doing Yoga Nidra. But that's only part of the picture. Yoga Nidra is really a state of awareness and a state of consciousness. There's lots of recordings out there.
What would you like readers to take away from Yoga Nidra meditations?
That it is a complete, wonderful practice that is very accessible. It's proven. It's healing. It's fun. It's also joyful. And I know for a fact that it has helped people reduce their cravings. It's truly, we're in the year of a pandemic, and it has helped people in tremendous ways get through a very trying year.
Her book is Yoga Nidra Meditations, 24 Scripts for True Relaxation. Julie Lusk, please tell our listeners one more time where they can get your book and find out about you and your classes and all of your wonderful work.
My books can be found on Amazon. Do a search for my name, Julie Lusk, and you'll see all my books and recordings come up. They're on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. The publisher has it on Llewellyn. My website is julielusk.com. That is full of information, retreats, and resources.
And when do you offer the evening classes online, the Zoom classes?
The Zoom classes are offered on Monday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. They are also come with a two-week replay so that if people can't make the actual time of class, they can listen and then also replay and repeat as often as they like.
Julie, thank you so much for joining us this evening and sharing all of this wonderful work that you bring to our world.
My pleasure.
And thank you for joining us on Destination Unlimited. I'm Victor, the Voice Furman. Have a wonderful week.